So 500,000 healthcare workers should have been vaccinated against COVID-19 by Saturday. That's what they're expecting, as the doses for the Sisonke trial are expected to be finished by the weekend. We know that that Johnson & Johnson trial has been going for a while now, and there has been some concerns around who is getting it. Are they running out? Are they trying to get rid of these vaccines because they may expire? There have been a few reports around that, and that trial is only open to healthcare workers, and the mass rollout for over 60s is due to start next weekend. But I personally know of probably half a dozen people who are not healthcare workers who've been able to get the vaccine. They've just walked in without vouchers and they've been put down as admin working for healthcare practitioners. A couple of social media influencers also creating a storm this week, saying on Twitter that they have received the jab. The Cape Town guy, a tech and motoring journalist, saying that they were going to throw the vaccines into the bin, so that's why he got them. So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been responding to this, and we're also going to be speaking to Professor Linda Gail Becker shortly as well. But EWN reporter Mia Lindeke is at the Charlotte Mateka Hospital, where it seems too many people have arrived because of some kind of technical glitch. Mia joining us on the line now. Mia, you're at Charlotte Mateka. Have people been turned away now?
Mandy, let me start by saying to you, a lot of confusion here among healthcare workers, especially this morning when I just arrived here. A lot of people trying to push through the gates. Different queues, people, a lot of people concerned, all of them holding up their phones, asking officials here, is this a confirmation? Is this a booking? Can I go in? So people have been turned away, you're correct, but these are people who have arrived here without a voucher. Now, a voucher is a confirmation of your booking appointment for today and the time slot of you when you have to arrive. And this is because apparently an official who came out, I've registered his name and everything, and he told this crowd where I was standing, saying that the process is not fair and we don't have enough vaccines for everybody, and a lot of people arrived. And the reason when I asked him, you know, why do you have this glitch? You know, why do you have so many people arriving here with the wrong information and the wrong impression that they can get a jab? And this doctor said to me, you know what? There was apparently a glitch in the system. And what happened yesterday, the system automatically sent out a lot of messages to people who should not have received that message. The elderly, people who are only supposed to get it next week, people who from the civilians, you know, people just flooded the system. And that's why they're in this system now where there's a huge backlog. So they've formed a line where people who were supposed to get vaccinated put, you know, their name on a list, and they are back here and they are getting the jab today. But then there are also people who did not know that there was a list, Mandy. So unfortunately, they have to rebook. Healthcare workers have to rebook now. They're not going to be form part of this specific program, and they have to rebook and hopefully get a new date on Monday.
And Mia, there are people who claim that they have been able to walk in to get a jab without being eligible, not a healthcare worker. Have you been able to ask people why this is happening?
I've spoken to some of the people here who've managed to get the jab, and they said, yes, it is true. They've also seen people, you know, queuing with them and basically confirming that they're not healthcare workers. They're also not the elderly, and they have been managing to get in. And it's very concerning because those that I've spoken to say, you know, it is concerning because Monday we're going to have the elderly queuing. This system needs to be flawless, but yet we see this problem. If they struggle to control this group, the healthcare workers, what's going to happen on Monday when there's a huge crowd and the elderly, you know, very fragile, and people will be standing in the queue? So many people said to me they've been queuing for since early in the morning just to get there in front, and then they've been told that, no, they actually can't go in. But there is strict protocol now. It doesn't look like anything like that is happening, but it's still very concerning.
Mia Lindeke, EWN reporter at Charlotte Mateke Hospital there for us. So let's speak now to Professor Linda Gail Becker, who is the co-lead of that Sisonke study. Professor Linda Gail Becker, thank you for your time. You were listening in there to Mia Lindeke, who is out at Charlotte Mateke. Let's speak about that specific facility. Are there concerns there around a technical glitch and people showing up that perhaps shouldn't have been?
So, Mandy, I'm in the Western Cape, so I'm not physically on site there, but what I understand and perhaps what is important to transmit to the viewers is, the listeners, is that we are Sasonke 3B, which has effectively been relabeled as the 1A or the pilot part of, you know, describe it as you like, but it is, it's separate from the national rollout. We have to finish the doses we have imported for this, this component by Saturday. So it has been quite a tightrope. And also the Sasonke 3B was designated only for healthcare workers, not the elderly, just healthcare workers. So what it means is that we have to kind of temper the queues and the demand and the supply quite carefully and try and titrate it, and that is around the country, which you can imagine is quite difficult. Now, the good news is that when we finish on Saturday, the national program will continue. So they will kick in on Monday, which is with phase 1B and 2. So includes the last of the phase, the healthcare workers and the elderly in phase 2. And so they'll pick up the reins from Monday. I hear the concerns, but I think some of this difficulty has been around ensuring there's enough people in the queue to make sure we don't sit around and not use the doses, and then obviously having an over demand,
right?
And trying to manage that.
So I understand that you're saying that the Sasonke rollout is just for healthcare workers. There are people who have been getting the jab who are not healthcare workers. I personally know of a number of these. There have been some influencers as well. Is that accurate? Is it problematic? Is there an ethical issue there? Or, you know, do you just want to make sure that you use these vaccines?
No, you know, our protocol requires that we enroll healthcare workers. Now, the definition of a healthcare worker, you know, can be very tight. And certainly that is how we started, because at the end of the day, we want to be absolutely sure that our most vulnerable, most at-risk healthcare workers, so those who are most likely to be exposed to COVID, are protected in the face of a third wave. So we started with ICU nurses, doctors. We went on to people working in COVID wards. We went on to first responders and emergency staff and so on and so forth. And we've really worked backwards, if you like, in terms of vulnerability to COVID and the need to keep that population healthy and on their feet. We really are getting to the point now where healthcare workers more generally are in the queue. And some of those are, you know, have sort of fallen under the most broad definition, which is somebody who has an impact on the health and well-being of the country or the health sector. So it is an expanded definition. But we are locked into vaccinating healthcare workers. And so there is no doubt that individuals may have found their way into the system, but we have tried as hard and as much as we could to control that and to make sure that individuals do in fact fall within that expanded definition.
Prof, I know you need to go. Just lastly, are you going to finish these vaccines by Saturday, and have you vaccinated as many healthcare workers as you set out to?
We certainly hope that by Saturday evening we will have fulfilled that promise. It is looking that way. We are today moving doses from one facility to another where indeed the queues are longer and looking more demanding. And the plan is very much to finish all of the research allocated doses by Saturday evening. We have, and it's worth saying to the listeners, that we are aware that we weren't able to reach pregnant women and breastfeeding healthcare worker because of the early requirement by SAHPRA, but that has now been lifted. And so we have held back a certain amount of doses. There will be specific sites available for healthcare workers who are pregnant or breastfeeding who want still to be vaccinated with the J&J. We're taking their names. We will reach out to them and we'll make sure that we fulfill our promise to those individuals. But otherwise, yes, we will complete by Saturday evening.
Well, Professor, thank you to you and your team for what you've been doing over the past few weeks. It really is an immense service to the country.
Thank you, Mandy. It's a real pleasure and an honor to have been able to be useful.
Professor Linda Gail Becker, the co-lead of the Sisonke 3D study, speaking to us there as that Sisonke trial does near its end. You know, there clearly are people that have received the vaccine that weren't eligible, but at the same time, is there an ethical issue here? Do you think that they just need to get to herd immunity if there are still healthcare workers who have not received the vaccine? I imagine it's difficult for them, but it is problematic at the same time.